And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning and joining us in studio, as he does, the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. We have the city manager of Coffeyville. We have Mark Hall in studio. Good morning, sir. How are you doing
good
today?
Good morning. And it's always great to be here.
All right. Well, again, we do have our meeting tonight. It will be at 6:30 p.m. over at City Hall. And a few things on the agenda. So, obviously, we always have the consent agenda, which is the 2020 appropriation ordinance, which is basically the city paying its bills, its electric
yes.
bills, correct? So, but... a few other things are also on the agenda today, including some commission business.
Yes. Well, and first we'll start out. It'll be the 2020 service awards, and that is for Coffeyville employees and their dedicated service to the city of Coffeyville to make it the city of choice. And then, of course, we go to the city business, and this is our time of the year where the election of officers. And first, there'll be an election of a mayor and then election of a vice mayor. And this is how this is appointed. It is a vote by the five, a majority vote, and that sets the course until this time the following year.
All right, so that's a couple of things on the commission business, and there is some new business, and let's go ahead and get this started with our first resolution, 2101.
Yes, and that's a KDOT a recommendation for consideration of the commission is for KDOT engineering services for the 2023 pavement restoration project, which is on South Walnut. And then, of course, we move to the resolution to the R2102, and that is for engineering selection for our airport projects. And as those come up, whichever engineering firm is chosen, they will work with, of course, the city, but they will also submit to FAA
okay.
for us on any of those projects. And then the third item, and this is a good thing. It is one of those, is to approve the stadium agreements with the city of with Coffeyville Community College and USD 445. It is one of those that I want to say that the stadium is such a fantastic thing for the community. And the three entities, of course, we don't have a football team, you know, or baseball or track. But it is one of those. It's a very nice stadium. And it is one of those that, that we three come together and we work that. It is one of those, the community college is basically a lease, but we all participate in the maintenance of the stadium. So it's a good thing for the community, and I think in the future we'll always be trying to find some more uses for the stadium. But when I first got here, it was unbelievable.
All right.
To go up and see it. It was pretty impressive, and I know visiting teams or visitors to our community are impressed by the stadium. So this is a good thing and outlines just how we work together to utilize the stadium.
Yeah, I mean, when I moved here in 2019, I first saw the stadium to do a Coffeyville game. I was like, Whoa. He said sixth floor. I didn't realize it was this massive. So
that is true. I was the same way.
I was definitely taken back by it. Also, we'll have your the city manager's report and comments from the mm-hmm. commission. Also, another thing that is the sales tax report for December 2020.
Yes. I want to say, and through the whole pandemic so far, we ended, and it was expected going into this, Cities were told to estimate that on property tax collections, that it would be 15% below what was budgeted. And they were also told that 25%, and in our, which affects because we have half-cent sales tax that total 3 cents. And in our collections, you were talking about maybe ending the year $1 million, which would be divided by six, $1 million less in collections because of the pandemic. I think a little was helpful was the turnaround. It was right during the start of this.
Right.
And then I just want to thank the community. You came together. You shopped local. I know this has been hard on businesses locally. We do care about you. It is one of those, I think it's evident that people were trying to shop local. So the end of 2020 was, I would consider, so close. It was a race that it would put it with our highest collection year.
Wow.
And that's
amazing.
That was surprising in a positive way because, like I say, the sales tax collections are spent locally. They are not shipped out somewhere. They're collected and spent on Coffeyville. The school gets a portion of that. The hospital gets a portion of that. But by and large, what is collected stays here. And just a kind of a fact that we always talk about is roughly it's figured with the sales tax that a third of your sales tax collection came from outside your city limits.
Wow, that's amazing.
And so it is. It's interesting when you sit there and look at the numbers of the collections, and then you sit there and you go, well, when those people come into our town and shop, we're keeping that sales tax. And we're using it for the city of Coffeyville. So the more inviting we are, the more they help us to do the things that we need to do in the city. And that's kind of a neat thing. It's the citizens with inside the city limits are not bearing the whole cost themselves. So I appreciate when people come in from out of town. You know, if I see an Oklahoma tag, I'm excited.
Yeah, because it's like that money is coming from out of town, and yeah. It's going to stay in the town.
Know,
so
if it doesn't have MG, I'm pretty excited.
So you get a little excited about seeing an out of county tag or an out of state
tag.
You
bet.
So,
you bet.
But that's amazing news that it's close to the top of collection ever. And this is all during a pandemic when you would think it would probably be the other direction.
And that's what every city across Kansas was expecting it to be lower. And like I said, some estimates was it was going to be 25% lower. And thank you, Coffeyville. We do appreciate it. We do spend it wisely. We are getting grants. We apply for everything under the sun.
Which is free money.
Free money. And we put it together with that money. And it is one of those that I think a lot of things are going to be coming, great things in 2020. I know the commission is going to be very, very busy. In fact, they announced we did through working with CVR. There's a new playground equipment up at North Park. We had at the very end of the year, GRDA, and we'll talk more about this the next time I come. But they donated to the city $25,000.
Wow.
For a new playground, and that one's going to go up in Feaster Park. So there'll be more about that the next time I'm here, but we're partnering to change the quality of life for the little ones, the youth, and we know that the parents can benefit also. But people are starting to sit there and say, Coffeeville's changing, and Coffeeville is going to come out on top. And my personal opinion, Coffeeville deserves to win. You've been through a lot, and you keep on. And I would say, Coffeeville might wobble, but it never falls
right
down.
Yeah, you can't knock them down, so
that's it.
Which is always a good thing. Well, sir, if anybody has, of course, the commission meeting tonight at 6:30, if somebody wants to come up and watch the meeting, how can they do that?
I tell you what, if you're needing assistance, if you go to the east side of the building, if you'll enter, there's a ramp, and you'll enter a single door. If you'll go through that door and turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. And if you'll take that up to the second floor, that is where the commission room is, and you're more than welcome, and that starts at 6:30. We do practice social distancing, so it's really kind of limited. You know, we'll try to squeeze everybody in, even if we got to go out in the lobby, but masks must be worn. The commission wears those, and of course you have a little muffled sound when you're wearing those masks, but that is the commission's effort to still stay public. And I know some cities are still commission meetings are not open to the public. So
right.
Come on down and see us. They appreciate good and bad. Of course, we like more good than bad,
right.
But we're always listening, and we look forward to seeing you if you'd like to come.
All right. Well, sir, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it, and we will see you again here in a couple of weeks.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
All right. That was Mark Hall, the city manager of Coffeeville. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning, currently 26 degrees out there.